You're with SBS Radio. Find more great stories in your language at sbs.com.au.
The bushfires have claimed lives, destroyed homes, and devastated wildlife. Heartbreaking images of Australia's koalas suffering severe burns and dehydration have captured the world's attention. An urgent inquiry at the New South Wales Parliament this week heard damage to the native marsupials' population and habitat is even worse than first thought. Shane Flanagan is the clinical director at Port Macquarie Koala Hospital and said one third of koala habitat on the state's north coast has been lost in the fires.
I think our original estimate of 350 koalas is probably very, very conservative. We've been through a number of fires over the years, but nothing like this. It's just Armageddon, really is.
Across New South Wales, where close to 90 fires continue to burn, conservationists fear at least 2,000 koalas have died. Ms Flanagan's team is caring for dozens of injured koalas and said every day more are found clinging to life.
We've got about 67 koalas in at the hospital, and 37 of those are fire ones, and we've lost a couple and had to euthanise a couple. This bushfire impact is horrific, and we've still got all of summer to go.
With koalas already listed as vulnerable in Queensland, New South Wales and the ACT, attention has turned towards preventing more deaths. Executive Director of Science for Wildlife, Dr. Kelly Lee, urged immediate action at the hearing.
I think the main call to action that we'd like to see is more resources and more planning. At the moment, so many people want to help and we've just got no way forward. We don't have protocols in place to go in before or after fire to try and get koalas out or to go and rescue them. There's no standardised protocols, which is making it really difficult to try and do anything. We also are very under-resourced for wildlife care as well.
Yesterday, the Queensland Government announced plans to limit clearing on 570,000 hectares of prime koala habitat. The parliamentary committee was told New South Wales must follow its lead. Indigenous fire practitioner Victor Stephenson said better recognition of cultural burning methods is needed to protect the country from the growing bushfire threat.
I'm calling on government agencies and everyone that we all need to work together and we need to start making progress. There's so many different mindsets in this country and so many arguments, but we need practical application. And we need the opportunity for Indigenous knowledge to get on the forefront for a change.
Bushfire conditions are expected to worsen this week, placing the lives of residents and wildlife in danger once again. A total fire ban has been declared for most of New South Wales on Tuesday, and the Rural Fire Service said strong winds could flare up several major fires surrounding Sydney. Cassandra Bain, SBS News.
Tell us what you think. Rate this podcast on iTunes. It helps other people to find us.